Well, welcome to hour number three at home with Gary Sullivan. Raining pretty good right now, and rain early afternoon, a little break, and then this evening, lots of rain, maybe a couple inches or so. So be ready for that. Talking home improvement, happy to have you join us at 749-5500. And, of course, we'll take those home improvement questions up till noon today right here on 55KRC Detox Station. Well, the weekend it is. Welcome at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Gutter Brush. And, again, a reminder, the big sale, biggest sale of the year, 30% off and free shipping. You can do your whole house in terms of keeping the leaves and the seeds and all the gunk out of your gutters with the Gutter Brush. And you can do a whole house, probably, yeah, depends on the size of your house, but you know, $250 somewhere in there, normal size house, not too big, not too small. That's about what it's going to run you. Let's get the measurements in order, some at gutterbrush.com, or give them a call. That sale ends Tuesday, so get to work on that. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255, and Bill, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have to seal my patio, stamped concrete patio, and I've ordered the masonry defender, thanks to your infinite wisdom.
All right.
I researched that and compared it with another product, but chose this masonry defender for the wet look. My main concern is the wet look. Mm-hmm. However, there is a slight slope to this patio. And I'm interested in putting, therefore, the aggregate in there because it gets slippery out there in the wintertime.
Right.
So what would that aggregate do, in your estimation, to the wet look?
Oh, it won't do anything. It depends what you use. But what I would use is, and I think I got this name right, I'm not going to swear to it, was there an aggregate on that masonrydefender.com web page?
Yes, there was.
Okay. Did it say what it was?
Pardon?
Did it say what it was? I'm not. I don't know what the aggregate they use. So aggregates are usually a silica sand, or there is a product like Shark Grip, which I think is what their aggregate is. It's a synthetic, and it's a very lightweight, man-made product.
Oh, good.
And it's, you know, I mean, you can see it in your hand, but when you put it in your sealer, you're not going to see it. And I think, as you can tell, I haven't used their aggregate before, but I think what you do is you put your sealer down and then sprinkle it on the surface of the sealer. I don't think it's mixed in with the sealer.
Oh, okay.
But it shouldn't change the appearance at all.
Yeah. My main concern, Gary, is when I know the aggregates first came out, they were gross. They were very abrasive, and if you ever fell down, you'd scratch yourself.
Right. If it's a synthetic, I think that's not the case now. Some of your silica sand, your coarser ground silica sand, that was a problem.
Okay. Good. Great. Right. And also on my driveway, I've got the Spalding. Can I clean that, pressure wash it, and then just seal that? Will that stop the Spalding?
Maybe. It will help it. I don't know if I'm prepared to tell you it's going to stop it. So usually, well, there's a couple reasons for spalling to occur. One can just be from road salt and creating a salty brine solution that's corrosive to concrete. That's one issue. The other issue is sometimes in installation of concrete, there's an additional amount of water applied to that surface to make it easier to float out. And you get a cream on the surface of that concrete, which doesn't have as high of a PSI strength. And you get that spalling or popping off the surface. So if it's an application process, that's really not going to help you all that much. If it's a salty brine solution from road salt, it may not stop it, but it's going to protect that concrete. It's definitely going to slow it down. It may stop it, but you know, it depends how much damage was done to that concrete prior to applying it.
Uh-huh. Well, it's pretty new. It's only about 3 or 4 years old. I think it's a bad pour myself.
That could be it. There's areas where
vehicles don't even go, and a bird can fly over and do his thing, and then spray it off a few days later, and then there's holes in the concrete where the bird poop was.
Yeah, that sounds like that may be. Do you remember when they poured it? Was a real hot day?
Well, no, I didn't own the property then.
Okay, all right. So
I don't know.
You know, that's especially when housing booms are taking place. Not to say there was at that time, I don't know, but you know, when they got a lot of jobs going, and you get a really hot summer day, and the laborers, rather than using like cure and seal compounds, just add additional amounts of water to make that float out a little bit easier. Like I said, you get what they call a cream on that surface. It's just not as stout as the rest of the concrete.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sure that's what it could be.
And once that happens, not really going to cure that.
Uh-oh. Well, that's the way it goes, I guess. So.
Yeah, play it out and see. You know, I mean, obviously sealing it helps the area that has spalled not to get worse, but it's not going to prevent other areas from having the problem.
Oh, geez. I didn't want to hear that. So, yeah. Okay, Gary. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, Bill.
I listen to your radio as much as I can, and I enjoy it immensely. So keep up the great work, Gary.
Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend. Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to Hiko in Nevada. Hiko, welcome.
Hi, Gary.
Hello.
I just have a question. I got a shed roof on the back of, on the north side of my house.
Okay.
And the roof hasn't been, no shingles been put on there since the 80s.
Okay.
And I know that underneath the sheeting, the plywood is only half inch.
All right.
So I was thinking taking the shingles off and maybe to the half inch sheeting that's there, add another half inch over it for the whole extent of that roof, and then put new shingles on top of that. Would that be okay, or is that too much?
Well, I don't know what the structure is. Obviously, we're adding weight. I think I would answer it a little bit differently in the fact that, you know, if you haven't had any shingles added to that thing since the 80s, it must have done a tremendous job, both the substrate and the shingles, to last 30, 40 years. So is there a lot of damage to that substrate or not?
Oh, it's the inside of that roof is a cathedral ceiling.
Right.
And they're 2x6s. The engineering was a 2x6 on 16-inch centers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bowed a little bit, but nothing noticeable. So I was just thinking because of the half-inch plywood that's up there, I just figured adding some more instead of tearing all of it off and putting 5/8 CDX up there.
I'm guessing, to be real honest with you, I'm guessing you'd be all right, but I am a little nervous about just the amount of weight and stuff.
That's
I mean, I know there's
too.
Not much going on there, but you know, and then you got two.
If I take the shingles off, is there some kind of a membrane I could lay out before I add the new shingles?
Sure, sure. There's a ice guard membrane, which is kind of like a rubber roof, is a secondary, you know, source to prevent leaks. I'd probably use that and then put your shingles on top of that.
Ice guard, okay.
Yep. All righty.
Pardon?
Is that the final question, or did you have another one?
That's. I just wanted to not put a lot of extra weight up there if I don't have to, because I just want to make sure it'll be a good seal.
Right, right. And to be real honest with you, again, I go back, you know, a lot of times history is our dictator that tells you how it did. At that age of that shed, and it's in that decent amount of shape, and it is a shed, I personally take off the shingles, probably put a 30-pound tar paper or some of the synthetic underlayments, and okay. just put new shingles on it and be done with it. I mean, you got great life out of that. I think that's all sure. you're going to need.
That's a DIY project of mine. So
you got it.
Input.
All right, Eco, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 16 minutes after the top of the hour. Let me give you the phone number. We got a couple lines open for you. It's 800-823-8255. We'll continue on. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Home Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan. Every weekend, classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, it's a great time to install a simple product to keep your gutters flowing. It's called Gutter Brush, and it's the easy leaf guard I've used for years. Anyone can install it. Just slide them into the gutters. And now is the biggest sale ever. 30% off and free shipping. No codes needed. Just visit gutterbrush.com to order direct and receive 30% off and free shipping through May 11th. Simple, made in the USA, guaranteed gutter protection you can afford and install yourself. Gutterbrush.com.
When you need work done around your home, give Angie a try. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. Angie is your home for everything home. They have over 230,000 pros in their network to help keep your home in tip-top shape. I've recommended Angie to a lot of friends. One in particular needed some hinges replaced and some cabinets hung. Boy, I'll tell you, she was pleased with their professionalism and thrilled about the job they did. So if you need help around your home, download the Angie app today.
Bet you're looking for a deck seal that'll last a season or two longer. Well, I found that premium deck stain. It's called Defy Extreme Wood Stain. It's a water-based deck sealer, so you can clean, use a wood brightener, and seal the deck all in one day. Defy Extreme Wood Stain protects the wood from harmful effects of the sun by using state-of-the-art nanotechnology, much like sunscreen. Plus, it has enhanced mildew resistance. Check out Defy Extreme Wood Stain along with their cleaner and brightener at defywoodstain.com, also at Do It Best stores.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete all around your home with the elegance of granite as easily as painting? You can in just a weekend with Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings. Terrazzo is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and more, with lasting and stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo. Available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
All right, back at it 20 minutes after the top of the hour. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, taking your calls regarding home maintenance, repair, maybe a bigger project you're working on around the home, and it's 800-823-8255. Got a question? Dial us up, 800-823-8255. All right, Kathy, welcome.
Hi there.
Yes.
I have a problem with nightstands that people have put water bottles and things on. So they're hickory with three coats of poly, or they were, and it's all kind of buckling and getting crusty.
Ooh.
So should I put some kind of marine coating on that?
Huh. Well, let's discuss the buckling and gross part. Because there are certainly ways to remove rings that are on furniture caused by moisture. Usually it's the moisture that's penetrated or gotten on the other side of wax before we get into the urethanes, unless some of the urethanes compromise, then it's moisture that got all the way underneath that. Now, when you say buckling and gross, I'm getting the feeling that the water has got all the way to the wood where it's actually raised the grain and buckled the grain in the wood?
That could be. It's okay. Definitely gotten down to the wood.
Okay. So if the grain is raised in the wood and it's kind of buckled, it's more than just a water ring. That wood has been compromised. It's absorbed the moisture. It has expanded. The wood grain is expanded, and it's rough. And the only way you're really going to make it look new again is to refinish that top part of that table.
And what does that mean? I have to sand it down?
Yeah, so it's stained right now, and it has a urethane on it, correct?
No, there's no stain.
Oh, it's just the wood and the urethane? Yeah, so you can either chemically or mechanically remove that coating. But if the wood is buckled, you're going to end up doing some sanding because we have to sand that wood grain down smooth once again. So you could use like a Blue Bear paint stripper. You can use that indoors. It's very safe. Put a thick coat on it, let it sit a few hours, and you should be able to scrape that urethane right off it, then come back with some medium and then fine sandpaper and just go with the grain. Always go with the grain. Probably have like a palm sander, something along those lines, where you can sand out those imperfections. After doing that, wood conditioner and a couple of coats of a urethane again.
So you'd put urethane on it again?
Oh, yeah, urethane's still the toughest finish that you can put on there. Now, if you want to, if you think the information I'm giving you is not correct, in other words, maybe it isn't all the way through that urethane, it really hasn't affected the wood. A good homemade recipe to buff that out, that cloudiness, that whitish look, is baking soda in a non-gel toothpaste and a cotton cloth. And buffing it out. But the way you described it to me, I think you're going to have to get down to that wood, sand that down, and just kind of redo the process.
Yeah, it's definitely affected the wood. I'm just wondering, I know they're going to put water on it again, and is there some way I can protect it?
Well, you know, your urethane, your polyurethane, or even a varnish, polyurethane is going to be better. But you put a couple of coats on that, I mean, that's going to seal that up as good as paint. So another option, and again, you know, if you wanted to, you could sand it down and literally just paint the top of the table, leave the rest its natural color kind of as an accent. You know, it just saves you some steps. But, yeah, I think I would, to answer your question, yes, I would eliminate the existing finish, sand it down, and reapply the urethane.
Okay. Great.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Take care. Bye-bye. Sorry, I got all choked up there. Let's go to Phil. Phil, welcome.
Good morning. How are you, dude?
Well, I was fine until a second ago when I started choking, but outside of that, we're doing good.
There's got to be a question you don't know the answer to, but I haven't heard it.
Oh, I'm sure there is.
1933 home. It's okay. Got asbestos around it. We had they had OSB. They put a metal roof on it after the hurricane, but they didn't put a metal lip, so the water just ran down and rotted about 5 or 6 4x8. So we're going to replace that. Should I go ahead and replace the asbestos siding now?
That's a your call. I mean, I don't know what the laws are in Florida in terms of asbestos removal and, dumping it, getting rid of it. Definitely look into that. I mean, at some point, asbestos, especially on siding, as long as it's encapsulated, isn't really causing a problem. It's when it becomes airborne.
The exterior.
So
that helps.
You know.
Also, they've got 2-inch in the fascia. You know, now you have like 4x8, you know, the air goes in and out.
Right.
1923, they put about 2-inch holes around it. How do I overcome that?
Well, in terms of putting more in there because it's asbestos or just by adding more insulation, we'll have to discuss that on the other side of the break because I'm running out of time. So if you got time, sit tight, Phil, and we'll get to you when we come back at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Do you own a hot tub, jetted bath, wash machine, or dishwasher? If you want to clean out that yuck and gunk that may be causing issues like mold flaking and stinky odors, you need the power of Awesome. I've been telling you about their fantastic products for a long time. I use Awesome myself. Make hot tub maintenance simple. Bathe in clean, healthy water and stop the bad odors around your washer. Keep your swimming pool water sparkling clear. Get Awesome today. Available at Amazon, Walmart, many retailers, and at awesome.com.
Ugly black and green stains on the exterior of your home? Well, you need Wet and Forget, the easy outdoor cleaner. Apply Wet and Forget to your roof, siding, deck, fence, walkways, patio furniture, or any exterior surface, and you're done. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no power washing. Wet and Forget's gentle bleach-free formula works with the wind and rain to clean moss, mold, mildew, and algae stains over time. If you want to easily clean the exterior of your home, just wet it and forget it. Available in Extreme Reach Hose End, pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget at Lowe's, Menards, Walmart, or Ace Hardware. Hey, Gary Sullivan here to tell you about my favorite decking, Decorator's Voyage. I'm telling you, nothing compares to this stuff. Decorator's Voyage decking is a mineral-based composite, which means it's one of the strongest, most versatile decking products on the market. Voyage decking looks like a beautiful vertical grain hardwood flooring for outdoor living and features enhanced traction. Voyage has 34% or better surface traction than other leading cap composites, even in wet conditions. You can't beat that. Find a dealer near you at decorators.com. That's Decorators with a K.
You don't have to live with damp, ugly basement walls. Stop the water with Drylock Masonry Waterproofer. I've recommended it for years. Drylock can be used interior or exterior, above or below grade. Use it to protect and beautify basement walls, foundations, retaining walls, and more. Low odor and easy soap and water cleanup can be tinted for a decorative finish. Also, try Drylock Clear Floor and Wall Waterproofer for floors. Uses a vapor barrier prior to installing flooring or alone as a finished damp-proof coating. Drylock sold everywhere.
All right, by the way, if you missed our discussion on window cleaning or maybe the discussion on solid color stains for your deck, you can pick up those podcasts. It's on the iHeart app. Just hit podcast at home with Gary Sullivan. Today's date, yesterday's date. It'll show you all the different projects. Plus, each hour is available to you via podcast. And you can pick those up, just about any day you got some time to listen to them. You can take me on your walk with you. Those podcasts are brought to you by Pro Wood Treated Lumber. Never settle. All right, let me give you the phone number. We've got a bunch of lines open right now. It's 800-823-8255. 800-823-8255. Grab a line. I've got my list of things to start paying attention to. We've covered some roof flashings. We've covered the soffits. We covered the front door. Another thing is I look out at out my window and raining here. And the growth of the bushes and the trees over the last, I'd say, month has been phenomenal. And if I look at some of the trees, I don't have branches hanging over the roof, but a little cautionary tale here. And we had this call yesterday, and we talk a lot about ants this time of year, whether they're sweet ants or the carpenter ants. And this person was telling me that, or I told them, if you follow the trail, you'll always find out where the ant's nest is, where the colony is, and, you know, creating a barrier, baiting it, letting them bring the bait back to the queen. That's how you're going to get rid of that. And if you have, and he did that, and he found that the trail was literally coming from the branch of a tree that was overhanging on the roof. The ants were crawling up the roof, crawling up the brick into the gable, into the attic, and eventually all over the house. So tree branches overhanging your house are bad for a couple of reasons. Number one is obviously during a windstorm or electrical storm, that branch can break. And we see the news reports where they crash through the roof. People sometimes get hurt. But also critters and ants. We just told you the story of the ants. Also, squirrels, you know, our friends the squirrels say, go running on those branches extending over the roof, jump onto the roof, find maybe some wood that's been compromised by moisture around the gable vents, into the attic, a nest is made. They cause a lot of problems, along with a lot of leaves that are falling on the roof and, quite honestly, clogging up the gutters, which could cause a leaky basement. So, not to be an alarmist, but if you have large trees and you have some branches extending over the roof line, I'd get yourself a certified arborist in there and get that tree trimmed up, or you're kind of asking for trouble. You know, you get critters inside your attic, I can deal with ants, but critters inside your attic can really be an expensive mess. And, of course, having that branch break and come through the roof, that's an expensive mess also. So a little tip there, if you see branches hanging over the house, get yourself a certified arborist in there and let's correct those problems before they become big ones. 800-823-8255. That's our phone number. You can jump on board. Mark, welcome.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking the call.
You betcha.
I've got a an old sunroom. It's probably 20 years old. It was very cheaply built. And it had these cheap slider windows in there that started leaking, and I got water in there, and it rotted out some of my subflooring and so forth. I want to rebuild this room, and I've got a builder that's willing to do that for me, and what he would like to do is support the roof, tear out everything below it, and then build regular 2x4 walls in place of these, you know, cheap aluminum structure, mm-hmm. and put some real windows in there. And I'm just wondering what the type of windows you would recommend to get, good visibility out of my sunroom, mm-hmm. but still be, you know, sturdy, long-lasting, and keep the rain out of my sunroom.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess obviously cost and performance factors in here. So having, you know, an idea of what you want to spend and talking to the builder, too, to see what he's thinking since he's kind of building it, kind of coming up with the plan would be a good idea also.
Sure.
If you're looking for performance and visibility, I think you can figure out the visibility part. I mean, there's not going to be a whole lot of difference there. I would get a glass. I wouldn't get anything super inexpensive. I would get a low-E glass, which is going to really break down the UV rays of the sun, minimize heat penetration into that room. I think that's going to be very helpful. As far as the type of window, you got all kinds of choices. You know, you got vinyl, you got aluminum, you got wood. The performance of each window is actually listed on a label or sticker on the glass. A lot of people don't realize that, but it'll have it's an NFRC rating, and it's kind of like the miles per gallon rating on a car. So if you got like double hung windows, and I don't even know if you want double hung, you might consider some of the casement windows, and there won't be as much of an obstruction there. If the window's way too big, then you might go back to even a sliding window. And then, you know, your performance on a double hung would be like a 0.28 solar heat gain efficiency. And they keep getting better and better and better. When I started doing this show, they were like 0.45. Now they're like 0.28, 0.26. Those are super efficient windows, you know.
Yeah. So the lower that number, the better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
So
the other thing is I had actually picked out some windows. It's called a Larson Scenics window.
Right.
And but that's they're made like for replacement windows, and my builder, after he rebuilds this wall, he would like to have a new work type of a window with a nailing flange on it. Uh-huh. And the ones I picked out don't have that. I don't know why he wants that, but that's what he wants. So now I'm back to square one picking out windows.
Well, take a look at, you know, again, you got all kinds of, you know, quality there, but you might take a look. I know a lot of builders building houses falling in budget with new home builds are done with GenWeld windows.
Uh-huh.
It's GenWeld.
I'm familiar with it.
And you know, that's a good middle to upper middle of the road window. Obviously, you get into the Marvin windows and things like that. I mean, they're top-notch, and they're fantastic windows. But kind of depends what you want. But you might take a look at those. I think those are all nailing flesh windows.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking the call. I appreciate the information.
You're quite welcome, Mark. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. I've got the sniffles just like you.
I know. It's the allergies, man.
I know. It's just, they're wearing me out. I got a quick question. I called you a few weeks ago. I've been working on the chimney, and I've got a stainless steel. It's kind of like a pressed-out machine shroud that goes over top the stainless steel flue liner and goes over top the clay liner on the chimney. And there's four diagonals where they machined that out, and they've got like a red Permatex in there, and it's cracked, it's compromised, about as big as your little fingernail. Should I take all, is that Permatex, or what is that that's on that? You got any ideas?
I would think it would be some sort of sealant on the inside of that, and there are different products. I don't know if it's exactly Permatex. I'd be thinking like there's one that I'm familiar with called brushable sealant. It's actually milky white to a clear.
This is like a red Permatex caulking, and it's not any wider than maybe 3/8 of an inch, and it's probably more than 3 inches long where that machine down that stainless steel shroud that goes over everything.
Boy, it sure sounds like a Permatex. Probably, I'm not familiar with what it is though.
Should I scrape all that off, or should I put Permatex back on there? What's your recommendations on that?
Well, I think, would you say, since you can see it and I can't, would you say that is functioning as a sealant for that cutout area?
I would say, yeah, it's a sealant. Well, they machined that shroud out.
Right.
Well, they machined that out, and they cut those the four diagonals in to go into the stainless steel liner, and it comes back out over top the clay liner. It's just a shroud that goes over everything, keeps water from going down inside the clay liner.
Right.
And it looks like that red Permatex is what it looks to me like it was made, what they used.
Well, yeah, I don't know. If you want to make sure that it's sealed tight, I'm sure it's used, or I'm guessing it's used, for windblown rain so that it doesn't get down there between the liner and the stainless steel.
That's what it protects. Yes,
yeah,
that's what
so
it protects.
I think what that particular product is, I don't know. But it sounds to me, if you put a bead of silicone there, if it's pretty flush lying, the red Permatex, as we're calling it, you'd probably be fine just leaving it there and just run a bead of clear silicone right over it.
Okay, I just want to make sure everything would stick. I didn't know I needed, I gouge a lot of that stuff off. It stuck real good, that stainless steel board.
Yeah, well, silicone will make anything stick, too. So the only other suggestion I have for you, if you call a chimney company, somebody that either repairs chimneys or cleans chimney, a CSIA-certified chimney sweep, and ask them that question, they may be able to tell you a product that's in that industry specifically that they use, but it sounds to me it's a type of sealant, and a bead of silicone probably do the same thing.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you much.
You've been
a world help to me.
Thank you, Jim. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, let's take a little break, and if you want to jump on board, you may. We got a little bit of time left. We'll wrap things up. We got Al coming up, and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
The Zoller Company has been a trusted name in the pump industry for over 80 years. This family-owned business has been designing and machining quality sump pump products to protect your home from floods. And man, they are dedicated to quality. In fact, each pump is tested underwater before it leaves the Louisville, Kentucky manufacturing facility to ensure customers are getting a dependable working pump in every Zoller box. I've got a Zoller pump and a Zoller backup pump at my home. Ask your plumbing pro to install Zoller products in your home.
If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you'll probably think that's a hazardous, messy job, but it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete all around your home with the elegance of granite as easily as painting? You can in just a weekend with Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings. Terrazzo is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and more, with lasting and stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo. Available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Time for Ask the Bonide Guy with answers to what's bugging you. Let's talk to Joni.
Hey, Bonide Guy. Look, my garden's like an all-you-can-eat buffet for critters. I need help.
Sounds like a job for Repelzol from Bonide, the number one selling repellent to control pests like deer, rabbits, squirrels, chipmunks, and more.
How's it do all that?
Repelzol drives animals away with a proprietary blend of ingredients that repel by taste, touch, and smell. More than a dozen different animals for up to 2 months guaranteed.
Thanks, Bonide Guy.
Say goodbye to unwanted critters with Repelzol from Bonide. Trusted since 1926. Learn more at Bonide.com.
All right, about 10 minutes before the top of the hour at Home with Gary Sullivan as we take your calls regarding your projects. And we got Al. Al, welcome.
I just wanted to remind people that in the bathroom they should clean that vent because with the dust and the spark from electric can cause fires.
What vent are we talking about here?
The bathroom vent.
Oh, with the fan?
Yeah.
Yeah, we ought to clean all our vents. We certainly should, along with the coils in our refrigerators and everything else. There's a lot of real basic maintenance, Al, I think you'll agree, that many of us just ignore. But, you know, wherever there's dust and accumulations of dirt, they should definitely be cleaned.
Yeah, I know one guy's house burned down because he didn't clean the bathroom vent, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Thanks for the tip. I appreciate it. And I'd like to kind of add a few things because that's also kind of on my sheets. Is you know how I love to preach about humidity levels. We kind of started off today about basement humidity levels. If you've got, you know, an air conditioner is kind of your best dehumidifier. It pulls the moisture out of the air by lowering the air temperature. Cooler air can't hold as much humidity, so it works kind of like a dehumidifier. And if you've got it, you know, maybe when you had that installed or purchased that air conditioner, maybe it's just kind of borderline on sizing. And when it's borderline on sizing, you're always better going with a lower size. It's kind of opposite of what you'd think. The smaller size, it's going to work a little harder to get it to the temperature you want, but that means it's going to run a little bit longer, which is going to allow it to pull more moisture out of the air. So if you're kind of borderline on that and you're kind of running humidity levels, I don't know, 50-55% in the summertime, you got to, you know, pay attention about it's a stack effect, so wetter air settles to lower levels, but it's, and then if you keep having a humidity issues, it just keeps working. You don't have a dehumidifier, it keeps working higher and higher. So you got to start pulling moisture out. You got to make sure that dryer is vented outside the house. You got to make sure that you're running that bathroom fan long enough. And this is where we get in trouble. Some of us, and whether it's winter or summer, it just creates a bigger issue in the summertime because we already have a lot of humidity in our home. We don't run the fan, so we add more humidity to it, and then that stack effect, just keep remembering that stack effect just keeps building it up throughout the house. Some of us use the fan, but we use it when we shower, and that's not long enough. That fan, depending on where it's positioned, depending on the size, a lot of them are undersized. It pulls the moisture out of the air when you're showering, but there's a lot of excessive moisture that's in the air also in that bathroom area. And when you turn that off, it doesn't evacuate that humid, moist air. So that fan should actually run probably 20 minutes to a half hour after the shower. Herein lies the problem. You're not going to sit around and wait for it, right? So you're going to turn it off. But there are different things you can install besides just a regular on-off switch. You can install a timer switch where you can set it to turn that fan off in 20 minutes. There's even now fans that have a humidistat on it, which will automatically turn that fan off when it gets to a preset humidity level. Maybe your preset humidity level is 50%. It'll shut it down. Sometimes those fans will run well past the half hour. Teenage daughter take a long, hot, humid shower. It's going to take more than a half hour. But it's really helpful in terms of the health of the home to get that really moist air out of the house, summertime or wintertime. All right, Gene, welcome.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I have a question about my kitchen floor. It's got a laminate flooring in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's been sanded once, I guess, or polished, and it's still it's got a lot of damage to it from the so-called dog. Anyway, is there anything that can be done to restore that floor, to put on it and coat it and protect it more?
No, to be honest with you, there's not. So it's a laminate floor, and if you've seen laminate ever made, you'd be like, wow. It's layers of paper. The last piece of paper is the color of the floor, the stained look. And the next piece is a clear plastic that is then pressed together to create what they call a laminate. And if you got a lot of traffic or dogs with, you know, that top piece, that plastic, gets scratched. And you can't refinish it. You can't do much of anything. I mean, there is a product called Terrazzo by Deich Coatings, which is a granite overlay that can be painted over wood or over laminate. But it's not going to look like a wood floor. It's going to look like a granite. It's going to look like granite.
Well, I called the flooring the wrong stuff. It's a wood floor.
Oh, okay. That's a different ballgame then.
Okay. Yeah, I misspoke on that because I'm not that familiar with it. Anyway. Is there anything that can be refinished at?
Oh, sure. So if it's engineered wood, you can refinish engineered wood. That's the man-made engineered wood. You can refinish that two times. If it's a solid wood floor and it scratches or just in a clear coating, you can actually buff that and add a couple other coats of clear coating without even messing with sanding it all the way down. So you can sand it all the way down, stain it, two coats of urethane, or if it's not that bad, buff that clear coating off and add two coats of urethane without messing with the stain. Hopefully that answers your question a little bit better. Now we're talking about the same things. Joe Strecker, thank you for working this weekend and covering us. It's been a pleasure. It's been a long-time association on this show, and thank you very much, and good Lord willing, we'll be back next weekend for more At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Solutions to your home improvement are as easy as calling 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.